Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. The clock on the wall says 2 p.m. Eastern. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias. Starting off with the radar here, look at these rain bands stretching out well away from the center, and these are producing strong winds, 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy rain. And even some of the bands offshore, you can start seeing some of these storms with a little rotation in there. Could be some water spouts in some of these. So actually, look at the center of the storm right about here, with part of it right on the coastline, but most of the heavy rain and the high winds is to the right of the actual storm itself. Rotating, both of them rotating, and that's an indication of the tilt, the shear that's on this storm. But even underneath this, if you don't see a lot of storms around the center, there still is quite a bit of wind, tropical storm force winds in that center. So let's look at the track with time. Notice that tropical storm force winds extending out from the center, and that's something that we need to follow as we go northward in this forecast track. So let's look at 8 p.m. on Monday, getting very close to the South Carolina coast, making landfall somewhere in South Carolina, North Carolina. So if we draw those winds away from the center, you can see some of those tropical storm force winds impacting South Carolina, North Carolina, and eventually getting up through Virginia and all the way up to the northeast. So that's something we got to keep an eye on. So high winds, we're going to be looking at a tropical storm warning right now from Florida, Georgia, through the Carolinas, but we're also going to start looking at possibly extending that as we start looking at the storm moving northward. By 8 p.m. Tuesday, the storm approaching the New Jersey, New York area, and by Wednesday morning, all the way up to New Hampshire and also Maine. So a big impact from this storm. And when do you need to be ready? It's a question that we always get, and we have a Be Ready By graphic. So with those winds tomorrow, got to wrap things up for preparedness in South Carolina and Georgia and also North Carolina. And then by Tuesday, you'll start seeing by Tuesday morning, those winds reaching Virginia and then spreading northward through the day on Tuesday. So you got to wrap all that preparedness up on Tuesday. So it's the wind, but it's also the rainfall. Heavy rainfall, looking at areas, it looked like South Carolina through North Carolina and Virginia, six inches of rain possible, 4 to 6 inches of rain. That's a lot of rainfall. And as a result of that rain, the Weather Prediction Center has put out a moderate risk of flash flooding in some of these areas from South Carolina. I'll draw it out here in North Carolina and Virginia. So a dangerous situation in those areas. The roads, creeks, waterways, got to wait for those warnings to be issued by the weather forecast offices in those areas. But the other thing to point out, it's not just this area, but look at this large area of a slight risk in yellow. That encompasses from the Georgia coast all the way up to Maine. So much of the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic up to the Northeast, could see some of those, that flash flooding. So a very dangerous situation. Got to pay attention for those warnings. And if you're in those low-lying areas, you got to take precautions. Storm surge is the other aspect of this tropical system. Isaias producing some of that storm surge, that onshore flow from Florida 1 to 3 feet, then getting into South Carolina. And some of these areas where the water gets trapped with the shape of the coastline, that water piles up 2 to 4 foot. And we'll be looking at extending that northward with time as this storm continues to move to the north. So rainfall, storm surge, these are the aspects of the storm that make it dangerous. And we'll be right here at the Hurricane Center keeping an eye on the latest and passing that along to you.